You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Thursday, September 15th, 2005, and of course I'll be posting this show on Friday. Now, first up tonight is Bush's speaking. Tonight he is going to speak at the, I forget the name of it already, damn it, the cathedral in New Orleans, and he's going to talk about, well, because I saw the news and they gave some basics of what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about rebuilding New Orleans and how it's going to be, the Crescent City will rise again, and it's going to cost billions and billions of dollars. And while this is a very good thing, I think it's going to be an awful long time in the coming. If you think about it, though, he can drop $200 billion for a war at the drop of a hat and not even think about it. So dropping another $200 billion to rebuild New Orleans shouldn't think about that either. Now, of course, this means massive deficits for generations to come, but you never know. We could actually get a Democratic president in who was like a Clinton and give us a surplus like we had at one time. But, of course, Bush has squandered that away. And I saw on Good Morning America they were talking about and the possibility of raising taxes to pay for this. And I forget who the guy was, but he said, would that really make any sense right now? People are suffering, not just the people in New Orleans and Mississippi, but people with gas prices and things are going up. Raising taxes right now would certainly kill anything left of Bush's approval rating. So I don't think you'll see taxes anytime soon. Although I think in the long run, we're going to have to raise taxes or at least get rid of that tax cut to pay for this, because now we're talking like $400 billion under Bush's administration, and that's just the war and the rebuilding of New Orleans. So, it's scary to think that we go from a great surplus to absolute deficit in a matter of a couple of years. So anyway, Bush is going to be talking tonight, and I'm not so sure I'm going to watch it. Of course, by the time you're listening to this, he will have already spoken, of course, but I just don't know. The other thing, too, is that I thought Big Brother was supposed to be on tonight, but I guess, well, I don't remember what they said. Maybe they said on Tuesday that was going to be a special Saturday night thing. Anyway, before Bush speaks at 9, they're going to have the season premiere of, it's like it totally flew out of my head. Survivor, of course, Survivor Guatemala. So I will be watching that. You know, the whole fall season's beginning, and there are so many shows that I want to watch, and I have my handful of the reality shows, but actually I've been watching less and less reality TV than I used to, but the staples are there, the Survivors, the Big Brothers, and the Amazing Race will be coming back, so I'll be watching that too. Survivor Guatemala will start tonight at 8 on the East Coast, and Bush will speak at 9. And I'll probably just go get in bed and maybe fall asleep with Bush on the TV, because goodness knows, when the man speaks, I can fall asleep, except for listening to all of his crap. But anyway, enough about that. I wanted to tell you about the renovations to my condo building. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, that they were painting the doors to my condo, and it was stinking up my house, and I was using Mike Hip's candles to get rid of the smell. Well, they have done some other things. They're finally getting on schedule and getting some other things done, but I came home today, and the lights that are in the hallways outside the elevators have been replaced with these at least tastefully looking ceiling lights that replace these god-awful 70s lights that had been there for obviously 30 years. But also then I turned the corner to walk down my long hallway, and they had replaced all of the sconces on the walls. Now before this, we had these tiny little sconces that only had one little energy-saving fluorescent bulb in each one, and the hallway was actually kind of dark. So I know that in the renovations that was one of the things that the people who live here were complaining about, that the hallways were dark. So now they replaced them with these really nice kind of, I want to say, kind of Art Deco style lights. With they have two bulbs, and the hallways are so much brighter. And I'm thinking, I guess I didn't realize it, but I guess they had already painted the hallways because they wouldn't install the sconces before painting. So I guess the color that we have on the hallways is the color that's going to be, and it's kind of a light beige color. Now, this whole condo renovation is supposed to take like 3 months because, well, I live in a two-building complex, and each building is 14 floors, and they've already completed the other building, and it started last June. And I think it just finished mid-August or end of August. And so our building got started at the end of August, beginning of September. So we're really just at the beginning. They said the carpeting in the hallway is not going to be replaced for at least 8 weeks, they said, because they have to order it and all of that. So the interior renovations are taking place. Now, I don't know if I mentioned the exterior renovations, but what they're doing, actually the only thing they're doing, is replacing all of the lights in the parking lot. And they've, of course, I'm pleased with the choice. They chose these nice, sleek fixtures that are much taller than the other ones and put out a lot more light, so they need less fixtures. But they've been doing that. They've installed them all, but they've been actually doing the wiring this week. And I think it was Tuesday night, you know, because I go out on my balcony smoke and I can see the parking lot. Well, I noticed, because I park on that end of the parking lot, I noticed that the whole end of the parking lot was black, like pitch black, like you couldn't see anything. And then that's what made me realize that they're working on the wiring on the new lights. And I thought, oh my God, that whole end of the parking lot is pitch black. Now that kind of sets it up for crime, let's just say, or some vandalism on cars. And I was thinking, God damn it, now I parked on there and it's pitch black, and I know the security guards only walk the parking lot like once a week. I mean, once a night or something like that. But here's the thing I have to realize, that I actually live in a really nice neighborhood, so I don't think there's going to be any crime or any vandalism to the cars in the parking lot. In the past, there have been, you know, one or two. Actually, now that I think about it, I've lived here 7 years now, and there's maybe in the 7 years I've heard of and read in the condo newsletter that there's only been three incidences of vandalism in the parking lot. So I think over 7 years, that's pretty good. But anyway, I was worried about that, and I'm thinking, well, how long is this going to take them to get the wiring done to get these lights turned on? Because in the main part of the parking lot, there was only one light shining. Because there's like three sections of the parking lot, and I park in the one that's on the side of the building, and there was only one light there that was lighting up the top part of the parking lot. So the next day I decided, well, in case they don't have this all the wiring done, I'm going to go ahead and park at the top. So I parked at the top, and sure enough, the lighting was out again for a second night. So I parked right underneath the light that was working. And then last night I noticed again, the lights are still out. But I could tell this morning when I went out to go to work, because I actually was going out when it was dark, that it seems like each night one or two more lights are coming on. So I'm guessing that by the end of the week or by next week, they'll have all the lights on, and the parking lot will be completely covered, and I won't have to worry about crime again. But like I say, I shouldn't be worrying anyway, because there's been so little incidences of vandalism anyway. So that's the update on the renovations. Now I really just can't wait for them to get the carpet in, and do the finishing touches. So that's the renovations. Another thing that's on my mind are birthdays. I heard on Good Morning America today that today, Thursday, September 15th, is Prince Harry's 21st birthday. Now, here's the thing about Prince Harry. I've always thought he was the prince who was not as attractive as William, and probably not as smart as William. I mean, he's obviously smart, but he's not as smart as William, and he definitely is not as good-looking as William. However, I know of some people who have a redheaded, blah, blah, blah. Not fetishes, but, who find redheads very attractive, and I happen to find redheads attractive, but I don't find Harry attractive at all. He's just not my type. Plus, he's 21. But, so anyway, it's his birthday today, And they showed some clips on the news of him talking, like actually he was sounding kind of intelligent. So I wonder what's in the, wonder what's in his future. I think he's going to be going into the military, but I just don't know. Now, another birthday that's of note, tomorrow, which, since you're listening to it today, Friday, September 16th, is my good blogging buddy Homer's birthday. Now, I don't know if Homer's been listening to my shows lately or not, but Homer, I'd like to wish you a big happy birthday. And I think everybody who's listening to this should go to Homer's blog at homersworld.blogspot.com and leave a comment on his blog telling him happy birthday, and you can tell him that you heard about it on Archer Radio. Homer, I don't even know what his plans are. Well, we were talking about earlier this week that he's not sure what his plans are, but I hope he has a great birthday no matter what he does. And, of course, I'll be calling him to wish him a happy birthday. And I'm not going to tell you how old he's going to be, but I'll tell you he's going to be older than me. And Homer, you're always going to be older than me, but that's okay. You know, the older, the wiser. So happy birthday, Homer. Hope you have a great day. And I will put a link on the show notes for all the listeners so that they can go right to Homer's blog and leave him a comment for his birthday. Thank you. I talked to my mother on the phone this afternoon, and she was calling to, you know, see how the rest of our trip went over the weekend and just to catch up and talk about, you know, people in the family like she always does, likes to gossip. I don't gossip with her. I just listen to her. But the interesting thing that she told me was that the house that I grew up in is now for sale. And to give you a little background, I don't know if I've ever talked about this before, but about a year and a half ago, my mother decided it was time to leave the house and get a condo. She had lived in that house for 38 years. It's the house I grew up in. It's the house, all of my brothers and sisters grew up in. And we had lived there for 38 years. So she decided to sell it. And she sold it, and she got, at that time that she sold it, it was the highest priced house in the neighborhood. Well, then some company bought it, and they paid cash for it and all that. So every once in a while I drive by the neighborhood and drive by the house just to see what they're doing. Well, in the past 6 months or so, there's been a lot of activity at the house. They have been doing renovations. The lady next door, I should give you a little more information. The lady next door still stays in touch with my mom, and the lady next door decided she was selling her house too about, I don't know, 3 months ago. Well, she said that she finally met the new neighbors, or at least the guy who owned the house, his company bought it, and she said she went into the house and saw that they had done renovations. They had added a bathroom, and they had combined some rooms to make bigger rooms, and they had put in hardwood floors, and then you could see on the outside that they totally re-sided the house with new siding and, you know, cut down some bushes and stuff. So they've done some major work on the house. And the thing is, the house was in pretty good shape when she sold it, so they definitely made it nicer. So the lady finally moved, and she sold her house for $580,000. Or no, $540,000, which was about $100,000 more than my mother sold her house the year before, or a year and a half or so before. So then, I guess it was last night, my mother was driving through the neighborhood, and she saw that there was a for sale sign on the house. Now, instantly, I'm thinking, oh, damn, are they going to have an open house? Because I like to go into the old house and see what renovations they've done. I want to see what they did with my old bedroom and the new bathroom and stuff like that. I think that would be cool to see what they have changed in the house. Actually, and I don't remember if I've talked about it before, but my whole family, all my brothers and sisters, kind of agree with me that we really didn't have like an emotional connection to the house because it's just a typical suburban house. But I know that some people get really attached to the house that they grew up in, but I have absolutely no emotional attachment to the house, so I was very, you know, content with my mother selling it and getting rid of it. And now it's totally just an interest to see the changes that have been made to the house. So I think that this weekend, I'm not sure because my mother's going to let me know tomorrow, but if they have an open house, which they probably will on Sunday, I'm going to try to go by the house and, you know, just go in and see the changes, because I think that would be cool. Now, I do have, because I mentioned it earlier this week, that I have another movie clip for Guess the Movie. It's time for another edition of Guess the Movie. You know how it works. I play an audio clip, and you send me an email with your guess. Good luck and enjoy the clip. I hope you know the movie.
Hi.
Hello.
You disappeared.
Yeah. I had to leave. I didn't want to disturb.
How have you been?
Fine. I don't know, everything much the same, you know. When they change the law, Spike and I will marry immediately. Whereas you, I've watched in wonder. Awards, glory.
No, it's all nonsense, believe me. I had no idea how much nonsense it was, but nonsense it all is. Well, yesterday was our last day of filming, so I'm leaving. But I brought this for you from home, so I thought I'd give it to you.
Thank you. Shall I?
Oh, no, don't open it now. I'll be embarrassed.
Well, thank you. I don't know what it's for, but thanks anyways.
I actually had it in my apartment, and I thought you'd. But when it came to it, I didn't know how to call, having behaved so badly. Twice. So it's just been sitting in the hotel. Then you came, and I figured The thing is.
What? What is the thing? You were saying?
Yes. I have to go away today, but I wondered if I didn't, whether you might let me see you a little, or a lot, maybe. See if you could like me again.
Sorry.
It's fine. There's always a pause when the jury goes out to consider their verdict.
Anna, look, I'm a fairly level-headed bloke. Not often in and out of love. But, can I just say no to your kind request and leave it at that?
Yes. Fine, of course, I... Of course. Well, I'll just be going, then. It was nice to see you.
The thing is, with you, I'm in real danger. It seems like a perfect situation, apart from that foul temper of yours. But my relatively inexperienced heart would, I fear, not recover if I was once again cast aside, as I would absolutely expect to be. There are just too many pictures of you, too many films. You know, you'd go and I'd be, well, buggered, basically.
That really is a real no, isn't it?
Everyone in the world knows who you are. My mother has trouble remembering my name.
Fine. Good decision. The fame thing isn't really real, you know. don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
So I hope you're able to guess the this movie. The clip is a little long, and I think, if I remember correctly, the title of the movie actually might be in the clip. Now I don't remember. You probably heard it, and you know. So send me an email, send me a comment, and let me know if you can guess the movie.
Hi, this is Scott from the world of Scott Mundo 2K5. You're listening to Archer, broadcasting from the nation's capital on archerradio.com.
Oh, now I want to talk about my 100th show. This is show 94, if you've been following along. And a couple of shows ago, I asked for audio clips to be sent to me to play on my 100th show. And I kind of thought they would come in more quickly than they have been, because I only have gotten one. And I'd like to thank Mike from Squamish, British Columbia, for sending me the audio clip, a nice little clip, for me to play on the 100th show, which should be coming up next week or the week after, depending on how I do my shows. So I want to continue to encourage you all to please, if you have the means and the ability, to record some audio telling me who you are, where you're from, if you like the show, what you like about the show, or just any kind of comment whatsoever, because I'd really like to play a bunch of audio clips on the show. And I'd really like you to do that. So please, get off your asses and do it. Okay. Oh, and actually, I was going to mention one more time that you can call the listener line and leave a comment there, and I can add it in the show. So think about doing that in the next couple days. And finally, tonight, I wanted to mention that we got some comments. I got a comment on the website and an email about the video that I did with my father and the boyfriend when we were talking politics. Both comments were like, your dad is so cool, that is so cool that you can sit down and talk politics with your dad, with your boyfriend right there. And, you know, I guess I am really lucky to have as liberal a father as I have, because I don't think most people could sit down with their boyfriend and talk politics with their dad. Because even I know that my boyfriend's father is a Republican, and they have a tough time talking politics. But it was very cool to sit down with my dad and just talk. And the thing is, when I do get together with him, which isn't too often, just a couple times a year, we have absolutely no problem just sitting down and talking about anything. Like, he asked me when the boyfriend wasn't around, he's like, so is this boyfriend going to be around for a while? And I'm like, yes, he most definitely is. So, I mean, like, he's concerned about my love life and so forth. So, you know, I am very lucky to have my father. So I just wanted to mention the comments. So thank you to the comments left on the website and the email. Thank you. So now I think that's going to be all for today. I have no idea what's coming up for the weekend. The boyfriend and I haven't made plans. I really won't know until tomorrow when the boyfriend tells me what's going on. Or what his ideas are. I have some ideas, but we'll talk about it and find out. But anyway, over the weekend, I hope to record some audio and some video and have that for next week's shows. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.